Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
The beetles, those circuses on the air. The president doesn't. Sometimes you feel like a... That means that it is not illegal. Sometimes you don't. Tear down this wall. Here's Johnny. Hey, Luke, may the force be with you. It was you, Kristen, who shot J.R. I did not have sexual relations with that woman. We're not gay.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
John's been waiting a long time to take the reins.
My name is Dave Letterman. Last night, I became a father. Thank you very much.
Today, Apple is going to reinvent the phone.
George W. Bush, and I approve this message.
For the third time in six seasons, it's one goal achieved. The Chicago Blackhawks win the Stanley Cup. The Blackhawks win the Stanley Cup.
It's in time. And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series. The Cubs have done it.
And now, this is history.
You're going to need outstanding hosts.
With Dave Plyer.
It's a guy, but I love you.
And Dave Schwann on 720 WGN.
And good morning, Mr. Dave Schwann.
Hey, good morning, Mr. Dave Plyer.
Did you get a little sugar?
I haven't eaten it yet.
All right.
Definitely am looking forward to
Give
it.
Give me a nice little kick.
Yeah, it was a very, very generous, thoughtful.
Good stuff. Good stuff from Anderson's Candies.
From Anderson's Candies,
absolutely, absolutely. How's your week been? Good?
Yes, it's been good. I've just been so looking forward to spring. Yeah. I don't know if, I guess it is the sign of getting older and the fact that even though this winter hasn't been terrible, we certainly have had harsher winters and worse winters. It's just, let's get this over with.
I know, you know. Okay. Isn't it next week that we have our first official Cubs game? Isn't that next week?
It is the 29th.
29th.
Yes, yes, okay. Next week. They open the season in Miami against the
Marlins. Next week now. Right, right. But Tuesday, 11:15 a.m., spring will arrive.
Oh, no. Is it Tuesday already?
It's Tuesday, yes. So this is the last Sunday in winter.
Dave, you're breaking news right now for me. I did not know that. I did not know that. That spring was already this week.
Spring
is going
to be springing. And, you know, there are some slow but sure signs. Of course, obviously, the days being lighter, longer.
How great was that today, having some sun out
feels,
and everything?
The sun feels a little warmer.
Yeah.
And that kind of thing. Birds are coming around.
It is. But then with all that, we have, oh, very nice. Nice job. Nice good. Nice going. The one thing that I feel sad about this week is, and I'll just play a little of this and you'll know where I'm going.
Okay.
I don't want to grow up on a toys racket. They got a million toys at Toys R Us that I can play with. I don't want to grow up on a toys racket. They got the best for so much less. You really flip your lid.
From bike to train to video game. It's the biggest toy store there is.
Gee whiz.
I don't want to grow up, because baby, if I did, I couldn't be a Toys R Us kid. More games, more toys. Oh, boy. I want to be a Toys R Us kid.
Now, you know I've got three kids, and we've shopped at Toys R Us, and, you know, when we go shopping for a birthday party, when we're trying to get ideas at Christmas, or I'll stick stuff in a cart, and my wife will go one way and buy it, and I'll go in another. So I'm not one of those guys that's going to say, oh, I'm so nostalgic, but I buy everything on Amazon. I have to say, this Christmas, and probably the last few, I probably bought 70% of my toys on Amazon.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because when you're shopping online, and we're talking about Toys R Us announcing, if you didn't hear, that they're closing all 800 of their stores, 33,000 jobs affected. They're gone. I mean, they're wiping out. And someone's going to buy the website domain name, and they're gonna manage that. And probably Amazon if they were smart.
But you see, that goes away too. You know, when Tower Records went out, they said someone will buy the domain name and the website. It was horrible.
Yeah, it's not the same. Well, the Montgomery Ward still lives on. You can go to Wards.com and Montgomery Ward still lives on. But my point is, when you go to shop online, and I've done studies on this just for my business, but it's like 7 times out of 10, it's a destination of exactly what you're going to buy, and you buy just that. when you're in a store, you're exploring. You're finding new things. And that's what I always – and I'd say maybe I went there in the beginning of the summer to buy some outdoor summer toys, you know, or water toys or whatever. Maybe a birthday during the year, and then sometime in November, getting ideas for Christmas. And not only getting ideas, but buying stuff from them. And I bought, gone to ToysRUs.com and bought online and had that shipped as well. But it is kind of an end of an era. Even for, you know, I thought, is my five-year-old going to care? And I said to my wife, you know, I said, hey, did you hear Toys R Us is closing today? No, it was last weekend. And I said, how many gift certificates do we have to Toys R Us? Because, you know, as soon as somebody announces, Dave, that a retailer's closing,
yeah,
those gift certificates mean nothing.
Yeah, yeah.
So I said, how many do you have? She said, I got $140 worth of gift cards. I'm like,
let's go use
last
them
Sunday.
Right now.
She did last Sunday. We bought birthday gifts and whatever.
Yeah.
And when they announced this week that they were closing, they gave people 5 days. It was, I think, yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Saturday was the last day.
Before they would not honor them anymore.
Where they would be completely worthless.
Yeah. And you know, Dave, first of all, I would, believe it or not, I spent a fair amount of time at the store on State Street, which was a wonderful store.
Yeah.
20-some years ago. Yeah. My godson, I bought him when he was a boy.
Yeah.
I bought stuff for him because his birthday is 4 days before Christmas.
Nice.
And then all my other friends that had little kids, you know, from the time they were infants on up to maybe the time they were 5 or 6 years old, you'd get them something.
Of course.
And you could, and what you just said a moment ago, to go in and explore.
Yeah.
That's what a whole, the whole idea behind this store is.
That's what I missed about Tower Records is going there at 10, 11 o'clock at night on a Friday after you're done eating and a couple of drinks. Yeah, you go look at some new albums.
The other thing I remember is not only with Toys R Us, but I remember as far back as when it was called Bargain Town.
Oh, yeah, me too. No, I do too. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That goes back now.
We used to go to the one, I think, in Melrose Park.
Melrose Park?
Yeah, there was a Toys R Us there back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
Now Golf Mill. But, you know, so I said to my my wife, I said, they're closing. And my five-year-old said, what? Like, I was surprised he was, anytime we pass by one, if we're going to Wisconsin,
can we
do
stop
whatever,
in? Can
he
we,
wants
can
to stop
we, huh?
He recognizes the logo, and he can spell toys, so he knows what that means.
And the jingle, you know, I saw a story, Dave, on the person that wrote the jingle the other day.
Oh, that's cool.
And it was a wonderful story about how it came to be and everything else, and I loved what her philosophy about, well, life in general. She said, no one should ever lose being a child at heart.
Yeah.
And it's true.
I agree. Oh,
it's
true. Look, I bought a pinball game last fall from Stern Pinball, and it was a 19, I don't know if you saw it when you came over, but it was it's a Batman and Robin pinball from the 60s, but it's brand new. They just started making it. It was for the 50th anniversary. And, you know, Bill Leff said, well, when am I coming over to just play for a guy? You know, and he did. We hung out and played. But, you know,
pinball.
You know, and Bill's a big toy collector. You want
is
to talk
he?
About
yeah.
it? Oh my gosh!
Yeah,
his. I believe he relegated his twin daughters to one bedroom all their life, so he had one room.
so
seriously,
he has room for all of the toys.
So he has collectibles.
His
and
toys,
that.
Not theirs.
No, but he does a fabulous job. I mean, it is a museum the way he has it set up. It's absolutely fantastic. But yeah. So Toys R Us closing after so many years in business. Other things I have here, Dave. 1790, the first shoelaces were invented by Harvey Kennedy. Before its invention, leather, cotton, and hemp were used for fastening shoes and sandals. He made over $2.5 million back then from his patent that he secured.
Hmm.
That's pretty cool, making that much money off of it. 1837, Grover Cleveland was the 22nd and 24th president. Because what is Trump? Is he 46?
That sounds right.
Okay.
Yeah.
And people are like, okay, but we had... we only had 45 presidents. Well, it's because Grover Cleveland did it twice, and he's counted twice that way.
But the only time that the terms were not successive.
Non-consecutive, that's correct. Yeah, yeah, yeah. He was also the only president to be married in the White House, like actually get married there. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right.
Yep.
Right.
1917, March 23rd, 1914, the new Chicago Motor Bus Company began operating the city's first commercial buses. They were double-decked with the tops open. Each bus had a conductor to collect the fare and a chauffeur who drove the bus. That's what they called them, chauffeur. And they were all dressed up.
Oh, I mean, yeah.
That was a classy way to travel back then.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
309 sent me a text and said, I grew up in Melrose Park. Toys R Us is in the corner of 17th and North Avenue. I grew up on the 17th Avenue. It was a kid's dream to have a Toys R Us on the corner. I agree. That's the one I went to, too. 1958, Elvis joined the Army. His official serial number was 533-1076-1.
Have you ever seen the video of where he's getting his head shaved?
Oh, yeah.
For the,
oh, yeah.
To get into
girls
the Army.
Everywhere were tragically heartbroken. Oh, yeah. 1971, critical time in television history. Critical, Dave, as Cannon with William Conrad premiered on CBS TV.
Frank Cannon.
Frank Cannon. 1971 to 76. And he also appeared on two episodes of Barnaby Jones. Evidently, there were some crossovers going on at that time. But before that, William
Conrad...
Were
they both Quinn Martin Productions?
Oh, yeah. Barnaby Jones, a Quinn Martin production.
I knew that. I didn't know Cannon was. I guess it was.
Yeah.
William Daniels.
Sure. There's the off-camera announcer.
Lyndon Childs. Louise Troy. Alex Rocco. Tonight's episode, Hear No Evil.
Yeah, the Naked Gun TV series, if you remember, they use the Quinn Martin production as a joke for their opening, and they'd be like, and tonight's episode, The Broken Promise. But they would say The Broken Promise, and then it would say, like, The Bolaris Files on the screen. Like it would never be right.
That music was so 70s.
Oh, yeah, so totally 70s. But William Conrad was on Gunsmoke on the radio. He was the voice of he was James Arness's role on radio. But he was also, and I still watch the show once a week. I DVR it, is The Fugitive from the 60s.
It's
one of the best shows. I'm telling you, like, Sopranos quality. I think one of the top five dramas of all time. And William Conrad is the voiceover.
Wasn't the final episode of The Fugitive one of the most watched finales prior to the MASH?
If you take out all the Super Bowls, I think it might be still number two and three. MASH was one. Cheers is up there.
Yeah, sure.
But I think The Fugitive is still in the top three as the most watched episodes of all time.
Yeah. Wow.
Let's see here. 72, Bobby Hull. Becomes
Fit Martin on the right side.
Ooh.
Left wing pass.
Let's listen, and I'll tell you what it is.
And Dennis hurries in, leaves it for Bobby. Shot, score, 600 National Hockey League goal.
So that was his 600th goal. That's a very exclusive club to be in.
I would say.
Yeah. Yeah, so Bobby, he was the second NHLer
ever.
That's right, ever in history. 1981 Nightline. Wait, Ted Koppel, let me burp. Sorry about that. That was like a Don Rickles burp. So sorry. Those damn chocolates, for God's sake. That was horrible. So sorry, folks. Nightline with Ted Koppel.
Go take a pill.
Yeah, I'm going to go do something.
Go take a pill.
I couldn't reach the cough button quick enough. Nightline with Ted Koppel premiered on ABC. And, you know, this was supposed to be not a permanent series at the time.
This is ABC News Nightline. Reporting from Washington, Ted Koppel.
In the world of music videos, tonight's MTV Music...
Well, so it was topical, but in 79, you know, it was about the Iran crisis. In fact, I don't think it was called Nightline at the time. It was an ABC News special report.
They were special reports, and the situation was so dire and critical that they kept doing it every night.
Yeah.
And it was a success.
Huge success. And it's really the only show that showed some momentum in the ratings against Johnny Carson.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
right.
Because it was a critical time in history and the whole, you know, transfer between Carter and Reagan and all that other good stuff. 1989, one of the largest oil spills in U.S. history occurred as the oil tanker Exxon Valdez ran aground in Prince William Sound off Alaska, resulting in 11 million gallons of oil leaking into the natural habitat over a stretch of 45 miles. When I was looking, you know, because I always look when I'm researching this, and we do this every year, so a lot of this stuff doesn't change, obviously, but I was looking at some of the pictures. What a tragic, tragic accident.
Yeah, that was a mess.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, you know, the animals, the wildlife that was just rolled up and dead on the beach. Oh, it was just awful.
Yeah.
2003. Do we have something about the Exxon Valdez? Let's take a listen.
It's already the largest oil spill in U.S. history. The tanker Exxon Valdez, gouged by a reef, more than 8.5 million gallons, poured into Prince William Sound, a prime fishing and recreation area. A 5-mile-long oil slick is moving out to sea. Exxon is flying in three plane loads of cleanup crews from around the world to help contain the spill. The Coast Guard says the 987-foot Exxon Valdez was in an area off-limits to tankers when it hit a chartered reef, rupturing several cargo tanks. The supertanker, bound for Long Beach, California, ran aground about 22 miles south of Valdez early Friday morning after loading a cargo of 1.25 million barrels from the Alaska pipeline. Oil poured into
the
south
at the rate of 20,000... 2003, March 19th. The United States launched an attack against Iraq to topple dictator Saddam Hussein from power. The attack commenced with aerial strikes against military sites, followed the next day by an invasion of southern Iraq by U.S. and British ground troops. The troops made rapid progress northward and conquered the country's capital, Baghdad, just 21 days later, ending the rule of Saddam. Let's listen to a news report.
It was just over 90 minutes beyond President Bush's deadline for Saddam Hussein to leave Iraq that U.S. warships and planes, there were F-117 stealth bombers involved, launched the opening salvo of Operation Iraqi Freedom. The attack came in waves, cruise missiles, followed by the F-117 stealth bombers with so-called bunker-busting bombs. Their target, a bunker believed to be sheltering what are called top leaders of the Iraqi regime. Now, this is what it looked and sounded like in Baghdad. It was this short, and this is what happened.
You know, I mean, this was obviously a time that, you know, America was pretty angry about what happened in 2000.
Well, 9/11.
9/11, yeah. So, you know,
2 years later, very fresh in the memory.
Yeah, and we were ready to seek, you know, some satisfaction, revenge, whatever you want to say, whatever you want to call it.
And it was a while, too, Dave, before they finally captured Saddam Hussein after that.
Yep.
Because he was in hiding.
That's right. Anyway, that was back in 2003. All right, we'll be right back.